This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
If you ever wonder whether gender plays a role in the quality of your health care, a new study out of Harvard claims that they found the answer. Ladies come out. Women doctors give better care and had less people die on their tabs than men doctors.
Well, what kind of doctors are there? This study is so dumb.
And in the battle of sexes, it's the ladies who come on top. The study found that those who received care at a hospital from a physician that's a woman is less likely to die and less likely to be hospitalized again if they were seen by a male doctor instead. They said it's determined that patients treated by female doctors had significantly lower rates of death and significantly lower rates of readmission. Why, though?
Because the female doctors got the easier cases.
That's probably true, though.
Well, what kind of doctors are they? Like
the female doctors and the boy doctors that really like take care of people.
So they're saying, if you're an ER doctor, a woman, and an ER doctor man, the ER doctor man has the gunshot to the head, and the other lady's hangnail,
the fish hook in the toe.
Fish hook in the toe. Before completing the study, researchers pointed to the evidence that showed women tend to provide higher quality care, communicate better with patients, and perform as well or better on standardized exams than their male partners. But some experts suggest that because women take off significant periods of time after childbirth and may only work part-time to help raise their kids or tend to at-home responsibilities, the quality and consistency of their care would be at risk.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
Here's the thing that male doctors resent about female doctors.
And this is in the doctor world.
This is in the doctor world. That is that when you're doing your residency and you're working 80 to 100 hours a week, when the women get pregnant, they leave for 3 months and all the guys have to just cover their shifts. Mm-hmm. And
there's no opportunity.
It happened. It happened to me several times in general surgery and plastic surgery residency. All of a sudden, I'm doing like two out of every 3 nights a call because one of the girls decides to get pregnant during her residency just has to take maternity leave. But it's just, I mean, you have a finite number of years to do it. I mean, what do they do in the military if you're in the military and you're in basic training and all of a sudden you're now 8 months pregnant? Will they just let's just start over? Do they just give you a timeout for 2 months?
How does it happen?
I don't know. But in medicine, you get your time off and all the time you need. You don't have to add any time to your residency.
Is that pretty common that women are getting pregnant?
Yeah, it happens all the time in residency. All the time.
And so you get credit. You get the credit of being a resident, even though you took off maternity leave.
Yep. And the guys have to carry your weight.
Is this you fighting for paternity leave, Dr. Dan?
No, this isn't me fighting for paternity.
Well, it wouldn't just be the other men. It would be the other women there, too, right?
Have, like, you, ever, Dan, been in a doctor setting and a woman was there as and on the same level as you? And
allegedly.
You were blown away by how good she was.
I'm going
opposite of what you thought I was.
I know. I've seen one female operate with the hands that I thought were great. And she's an OBGYN, Dr. Solomon, Amy Solomon. She's got great hands.
And by the way, this study was done. The study was done. They looked at the billing for the hospital, and they decided which one of the doctors had more of the bills for that service, and if it was male or female based on that.
It's a crap study.
They didn't take into account the fact that, you know, usually a patient is done by a team of doctors.
Right.
But they used the billing. They didn't use anything
else. It's just a crap study.
I just want somebody to tell me everything's going to be okay. Male,
regardless of
woman,
what your sex is.
Both, I don't care, whatever. Yeah, just say it's going to be okay.
So, Dan, you have been before when you're sewing somebody up or whatever, and somebody is, this Amy woman that you speak of, you're like, my God, she's good. Like,
great,
you
know, hands, unbelievable hands. Yeah, but most women, you know, operate like they drive.
Jesus.
Slow?
I don't know. How do you ascertain women drivers? I mean, I think they operate about as well as they drive as a group.
I wonder if Dan's giving like big speeches at surgeon conventions and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
the men only one. The women haters club. Remember the He-Man? Remember in the Little Rascals had the He-Man women's hater club? That's what Dan goes to. Now, Dan,
I love
have you,
women surgeons.
Have
great.
You ever been with a woman surgeon before?
No.
Now, hold on, Dan. You've been in the same.
He's disgusted by women surgeons.
In the same scenario that I talked about earlier, and you looked at this person when they are doing whatever, and you say, "Really?" Or like, "This is not right." Or, "What are you thinking?" Or, "You should have had a V8."
Yeah, and then I take over, and then I talk about it for the next 2 weeks.
To them?
To everybody.
Oh, be like, man, I was in here a couple weeks ago,
and
Rhonda was in here, and she did a flip blip when she should have done a flip blop. Yeah. We all know that flop blops are better than flip blips. Yeah. Can you believe what medical school did she go to?
I saw one guy though. There's one guy I knew, and I'm not going to mention his name. It was when I was in New Orleans.
Literally any names,
one of the smartest guys I've ever met. He was brilliant, brilliant, smart guy, and his hands shook like an earthquake. He couldn't operate at all. And he was trying to be an oral maxillofacial surgeon, and he had the worst hands I've ever seen on a guy. I mean, he shook and shook and shook, and it's like, oh my God, I wouldn't let you pop a pimple.
Do women surgeons think that they're better than males? Like the way that you think that
they didn't until like the last 10 years.
They have an attitude, but they have a chip on the shoulder, and a lot of them aren't that good. So
have you ever had a woman dress you? Have you ever had a woman?
Why would that be?
Have you ever had a woman doctor dress you down? Have you ever had the equivalent of yourself in a woman doctor that rolls up with the swag and says it and sets you straight?
I had one try to do that about 18 months ago, and it didn't go well for her.
What happened there?
She was trying to tell me, she was an anesthesiologist, and she was covering the CRNAs, and she was trying to tell me that this CRNA had to finish the case because this CRNA started the case.
Now, hold on, Dan. You're going to have to tell the average person what a CRNA is.
I'm going to. Okay. So the anesthesiologist is the MD doctor that oversees a group of CRNAs, certified registered nurse anesthetists. And so in most hospital and outpatient settings, the CRNAs are the ones actually doing the work, and the anesthesiologist is sort of just supervising him.
So like with this anesthesiologist might have 4 or 5 CNRAs in 4 different rooms, and they're kind of going just kind of overseeing
back and
it
forth
all.
Right, between it's usually like 3 or 4, not 4 or 5,
all
but
right.
Yeah,
and they're the head of the CNRAs that are actually doing the work in the operating rooms, and they are just kind of, you know, keeping it all together,
right? The nurse anesthetists, exactly. And so this anesthesiologist,
and you, when you're doing operations, plastic procedures, you have a CNRA that's putting this patient to sleep, right?
With the anesthesiologist there, and then the anesthesiologist goes and floats between different rooms and comes in back and forth and stuff like that.
But the CNRA is who you work with the entire... Yeah, that's CRNA. The person that's in there the entire time when you're doing your
yeah,
your,
unless they split and go to the bathroom and then maybe the anesthesiologist covers or another CRNA comes in. That's the whole point, is that they're fungible, they're replaceable.
Right.
There's not like, you know, this CRNA is so much better than this other CRNA.
Well, there's probably just certain levels of sleepness they need to keep that person
exactly.
at, right? And they're always making
they're watching the paint dry.
Within the world of putting people to sleep, I think, Dan, you can verify if I'm right or not, but they're just always trying to keep a certain level. There's numbers that they're looking at to keep your patient right at that, in that little area, that window of sleepness, so they don't feel pain.
Right, and they're flying a plane and they're in mid-flight. They're not landing, they're not taking off, they're in mid-flight, they're at 20,000 feet,
they're
everything's
just feathering
fine.
The pedal, keeping them
autopilot.
They have some tolerances that they keep the patient in at, right?
Right.
And they're measuring vitals and just making sure everything, the guy's still alive but yet asleep.
Right. And so
you're over there whittling away, doing all the stuff you do.
Right. And so I was trying to get another room going because it was getting late. And
well, hold on. When you say I'm trying to get another room going, what's that mean?
So when my case is over, instead of waiting for them to turn over my room, I would just jump into another room that's already set up and ready to go.
All right. So like, that
saves me an hour.
So that'd be like if you had two patients and instead of just being done with patient one on like the last 10 or so minutes, they could have patient two in another room ready for you to go.
Wheeled back, put to sleep, ready to go. As soon as I'm done, I just go in the other room and start that case.
All right, start whittling away on that.
It saves me literally an hour between cases.
Okay.
So I was asking for that. She goes, oh, no, I can't possibly do that because this CRNA has to start this case, has to finish this case, and this one has to start. I'm like, listen, they're fungible. This is, what? And I said, listen, the reason you're here too late and the reason you keep complaining about being here too late is because you're not using the rooms efficiently. If you had five...
Now, are you in mid-surgery while you're having this discussion with this woman?
If you have five surgeons...
So you got somebody laid there on the gurney deal getting new knockers, and you're telling the anesthesiologist that the people are fungible, and she says, uh-uh.
Okay, yeah, so she wants to challenge me on that. I'm like, you're wrong, and that's the reason you're here so late every night, because you're not handling this efficiently. If you have five machines, you run all five machines at once instead of running one machine five times. It's way more efficient. And so she walks out of the room. And this is a girl that was a... She didn't like being in the rooms. She had really long, pretty hair, so she'd come out of the room, and she'd pull off her hat, and like flow her hair like she was doing a Pantene commercial.
Nice. She had some swag. She was hot.
She had some swag.
Maybe she was Pantene in her hair because you're Dr. Diaco. She didn't Pantene her hair with just every job. Maybe you should look at the fact that she thinks that you're kind of a hot dude.
So she tries to corner me when I get done with the case.
Hey, Dan, about that exchange.
In a sexual way?
About that exchange we had to try to. I don't really appreciate you saying things like that in front of my CNAs.
That didn't go well.
So after you just saved somebody's knocker's life?
So hold on, Dan. You're saying that after you dressed her down in front of her employee, she then took you privately and she Pantened her hair and she said what? What did she say?
She just tried to tell me that you know, that don't talk. No one's ever talked to me like that. I'm like, oh, yeah? Well, welcome to right now, because I'm about to talk to you like that some more.
Hold on, Dan! Hold on, bitch! You said welcome to right now. Yep. You're about ready to get some more?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of perfect.
That's the best line I've ever heard.
I'm stealing that next
time. Oh, me too.
Phoebe says, I'm going to tell you something, Seth. You are not going to talk to me like that ever again. Hey, Phoebes, welcome to right now, because I'm fixing to call you.
I'm stealing that, too. That's awesome. And
I am stealing that.
I cut a promo on her that the whole building heard. And she never showed up there again. I got her kicked out for that.
Hold on. You got her kicked out of the whole facility, or you got her kicked off your cases?
Off my cases, and by the end of the week, she was out of that facility.
She has an OnlyFans now doing anesthesiology porn, so we see what happens.
Welcome to right now. And then you start cutting round two.
Yep. And so, you know, she talked to me. I've been there for 20 years.
Did the facility agree with you?
Yes. They always side with me because I'm usually right.
Welcome to right now. You will not talk to me in that manner again. Well, welcome to right now. And here we go for round two. You're done.
Wow. So, yeah.
So when you roll around,
I'm super nice to them. The people that work with me love working with me. But when someone comes in from the outside and tries to rewrite life,
history,
life, and facts, then I have a tendency to overreact.
So if we find out a woman's going to be our surgeon, should we ask for a man?
Yeah.
That's not our official statement.
It's mine.
He's a doctor. That's a very official
statement.
Unless
it's Solomon operating on me, I'm not letting any other women operate on me. Sorry.
I'm asking for Solomon. She's got the best hands in town.
She does.
Wow.
Ugh. She's gifted.
Did Dak Prescott get hurt?
Oh, God.
Is he out?
Well,
apparently. Is he out, out, out,
oh, he's out.
Out.
Yeah, he's done.
I'm a decent player. I think that...
That's Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, you got to refresh the story.
Oh, Jimmy Butler got beat by LeBron last night, did he not?
Yeah, yeah. The guy had a hell of a playoff run, though.
What, Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
Wasn't he originally with the Celtics?
He's been with a ton of teams. I don't know about the Celts.
Here we go. This is a Butler getting tweaked deal. Oh. I mean, the...
Is it really grabbed?
Dak Prescott, yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, it's a compound factor. Prescott breaks the tackle.
Oh. Oh. Hey, the best Bubba, watch him. He like starts pointing to it. Like,
why are you so excited, Lummy?
Yeah, he's pointing. He's like, I just blew it out.
No, and it's compound. It came out of skin too.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what he's holding on to?
Yeah.
He's holding on to his bone.
Trying to push it back in.
Oh God.
Although I will tell you this, I'm not trying to downplay this, but did you see Alex Smith, who I think had something similar? Made his return.
Alex Smith, I think, broke his whole leg. This is his ankle.
Gotta hope it's a cramp, don't you? If you're
a cramp. Oh,
way to go, Tony Romo. Tony Romo.
Yeah, and all I hear is how knowledgeable Tony Romo is. When you guy has that, when your ankle is 47 degrees past where it's supposed to be.
Oh, that does not look good.
For the Mark McCann. That's what I'm looking like when I walk through the airport tomorrow. Fat guy with a little mask. Fat guy with a little... I kind of look like Mark McCarthy. I'm Bubba McCarthy.
Well, don't insult yourself.
Oh, no. Look at Gallup reacting.
It's like, man, I got to tuck my shirt in. I wasn't even thinking about playing. Look at this guy.
Andy Dalton.
Getting ready to go in.
Put my flak jacket on, guys. Haven't had this thing on in 3 years.
Wow.
Is that Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
but he brought him back, did he not?
Oh, here they go. Yeah. Here's another angle of it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. I am 10-1. Seth Kushner, 6-5. Anna, 6-5. Lummy, 7-4. I have, Bubba and Lummy picked the Chargers tonight, with Anna and Seth picking the Saints. All of us, the Bills, right across the board on Tuesday.
If that game happens.
Is it still up in the air, maybe, on the game?
Tennessee had a staff member test positive the other day, so. But, I mean, if the NFL doesn't really care. If you test clean, like, 2 days leading up to the game, you can play. They just want to get these games in.
Dan, when is this all going to be? Like, when is this going to be over? Like, this guy tested positive and two complete teams are not going to be able to play. Like, is it just like, I don't know. Is a positive even going to be one of these days not a big deal? Or...
I think a positive is going to be less of a big deal in another month or two than it is now. This whole thing is going to be less intense in a month or two than
it
is now.
The first person that I know personally, and I'm not going to mention their name, the first person that I know personally got it about 3 weeks ago. And he tested positive for it with no symptoms. And he had to go to he works for a big corporation, and they instantaneously flipped out, and he got 2 weeks off, paid, and was able to, had to go and show a negative, went and got tested again, it negative, had to go to the county that he lives in, health department, and show that he's negative. Now he's allowed to go back to work, and he never had anything. He said he felt like he had a little bit of a kind of a cold chest cold for about a day. He felt congested and a little bit of a fever for about a day. And that's it.
Have you been in close contact with this victim?
Not physically. I've spoke to him.
Okay.
But not physically.
Okay, good.
Like, you know, I'm not.
Just making sure. Because you and I were just very close when we spoke. Want to make sure that you're not hanging out with this guy.
That was probably the closest. I wouldn't say most intimate. That was probably the closest in the smallest, you know, situation we've ever been.
Yeah, you thoroughly enjoyed. Yeah, we had a conversation.
I didn't enjoy it. I just like being able to overpower you.
It's funny having a serious talk about Bubba as he's rifling through boxes for different chips. And he's got like a bag of pretzels, Fritos, Doritos.
And then the end result was, sure, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, that was a great end result. I appreciate it, but you don't have many conversations where people are funneling for Fritos, you know.
Maybe we should have all of our important meetings while I'm scruffling around for some Fritos.
I mean, that'd be great. It's a great room back there.
I was the only guy. I was the only guy.
There's more games left to be played, Bubba. Why are we going to
I was the only guy that picked, and I think I even said Chucky Gruden likes big upsets like this.
You do? Yeah.
That was a hell of a shootout, was it not?
Really
did you guys
was.
Watch? Anybody
yeah.
watch it?
Great game. It was good. Great fun. Game.
I watched most of that game. I watched a little bit of the Dolphins game.
I think the Chiefs should be on TV every single week. Yeah.
I do, too. I really do.
They almost are, though, aren't they?
They should
be pretty much like 80% of the
week. They should. Mahomes is just, even though they lost.
It's must-see TV.
He is such a stud. Did you see the one when he was going for two?
Yeah.
And he got flushed out, and then he just somehow roped it in there. God, he's a man.
But look at that. Even Carr played a great game yesterday.
He did. How about that rookie wide receiver? Was it, Ruggs?
Henry Ruggs from Alabama.
Henry Ruggs III, a buck 18.
Dude, he runs a 4.2, Dan. What do you think about
Damn.
That?
That's how about, so fast.
How about don't count me out? It's my 16th team, Ryan Fitzmagic, 350.
Go Dolphins.
That was crazy.
This guy just is, I like Fitzmagic, don't you?
No.
Yes.
You don't like him?
I don't get it. I don't know why teams have him.
Because he's good. When he wants to be.
They're just waiting for Tua to be able to play. He's a placeholder with cool facial hair.
Well, why isn't Tua playing?
He's not ready. They say he's not ready yet.
Jesus.
I know.
Don't want to throw out that hip either, because, you know, I know that thing's just a time bomb waiting to happen.
Well, I mean, like, why do you give up all of that? They gave a ton up for him, did they not?
I've never done that.
They drafted him, I think, fifth overall. Yeah, I guess, you know, my theory is that, and you know, maybe they don't feel like the offensive line is at a place where it could protect him, and they need to have Fitzpatrick out there running for his life.
Because he's expendable?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can get beat up.
That's what it is. I mean,
throw the old season Wiley veteran out there while we get the young boy healed up. Right,
and it's fun, but if Ryan Fitzpatrick did not have a beard, nobody would care about him.
You're probably right.
It's just the facial hair.
I'll tell you, he's a stud. That Watson kid from Houston. Oh, he can flick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, especially against, you know,
How about Baker Mayfield? He looked pretty good yesterday.
Browns are 4-1.
I love the Browns.
That's crazy.
I don't.
I just want the Browns.
I hate them.
I hate them. Yeah, I hate them too.
I hate them. Cincinnati and the Browns, I hate them both.
Wouldn't that be so good if the Browns would win the Super Bowl?
No.
Cleveland would burn down with excitement.
It already has, hasn't it?
Yeah, when LeBron.
That's called Thursday.
The LeBron one. Wait, Bubba, you want Cleveland to win over your team?
Well, no.
Over the Bucks? I mean,
I'd like to see the Packers-Browns. That'd be a good Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
I actually feel sorry for anybody who has to play the Browns in the Super Bowl. That'd be the worst.
Why? Because everybody would be rooting for the Browns?
Well, just because it's the Browns. You know, but like, if you got beat, we got beat by the Browns.
Let's see what happens. We
made it clear to the Super Bowl, and then the Browns beat us.
We got a few more games to play. Let's see what see how it shakes out with the Browns.
Who's all in that division? Cincy, Cleveland, Indy, and who's the
other?
No,
no, no. The Ravens, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati.
Oh, that's a tough division.
You're damn right it is.
This is why they never make it to the playoffs.
Ben then what is it? Then it's Indy and Cincy.
No, no. It's Indy, Tennessee, Jacksonville.
That sucks. That division sucks.
And Houston.
Well, Houston.
AFC South.
Houston finally got their first win, did they not?
Romeo Crennel.
After they fired their coach, they have an elderly head coach now. He's 73 years old.
Oh, no.
Did you see where Atlanta fired everybody and they got Raheem Morris and Cutler?
Yeah, two Xbox.
Well, Dirk Cutter.
They got Dirk Cutter and Raheem Morris that are in an interim deal, running the deal. And don't forget who the whole president of operations is.
Rich McKay.
That's Bucks North. That's Tampa Bay Bucks North, ain't it?
Yep. It looks like Falcons are going to have the first round pick.
Hey, let me ask you, if the Falcons get the first pick overall,
who are they going
to
take?
Do they take Trevor Lawrence and move on from trying to get rid of Matt Ryan, or do they just, trade the pick? What do they do? Is it time to move on?
Yeah.
They're 0-5.
Yeah. I mean, you got Julio Jones. I think it's Ryan. Ryan's had his window. Get the hell out of here, Ryan.
He's still good.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's good. He's only...
Did he put asses in the seats, though?
Was he, like, 36?
He's 35.
35?
You get the kid in from Clemson, don't you think?
I mean, I don't think you can pass him up.
He's the absolute lock number one, is he not?
I believe so.
And who's going to get... Is it Houston? Atlanta. Who are the ash buckets that's vying for number
one? The Jets. The Giants.
I saw an article about the Jets where they're like, okay, if the Jets get the number one overall pick, do they take the kid from Clemson where they just took the...
Sam Darnold from USC.
Darnold, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We move on.
You got to... Yeah.
You get rid of Darnold?
Yep.
I think I also saw in the same article they thought Darnold would get at least a second rounder. Somebody would give a second rounder for him.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
You don't think somebody would give it like a Bucks or Indy or somebody who needs a quarterback?
No, we got what's his name? Josh Rosen.
Who?
Josh Rosen. He was a first round pick for the Cardinals.
That's who we got here?
Yeah. He's on the practice squad.
Hold on. He's not even the main guy?
Well, I mean, he was a first round pick for the Cardinals, number 4 or 5 overall? And then they got rid of him.
I know, and now he's a practice squad player for the Bucs?
Yeah, he's learning behind Tom Brady.
No. Who's second string?
Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, he's not the guy.
Where'd he come from?
Missouri. Everywhere. He was another former first-round pick.
San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, he's played for a bunch of teams.
So let's say, what's life after Brady? Let's say that, Brady goes to, because he's got a 2-year deal, right?
Yes.
And let's say they're successful.
Which he said, by the way, he's not going to stop playing after his 2-year deal's up.
You don't think?
He said that. He's not. It's not a shoe-in to quit.
He's already said that. Yeah. So.
Well.
Oh, maybe a little.
Let's say that they either. I don't know. Do you think that Tom Brady sticks around? I mean, I think it's how successful they become.
What if Tampa signed him to like a 4-year, $120 million contract?
What if they redid the
contract and signed him to like a 4-year,
$150 million? It's still touch and go.
At 45 years old, I don't know what you're gonna. I don't know how you want.
Is he 43 right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What was Favre when he was dabbling around with Minnesota?
Not that old.
He was like 38, I believe.
Yeah, he wasn't that old.
Yeah,
he's not aging as gracefully as Tom.
No, Tom is aging. I mean, Tom still looks 32. Did you just say scrumptious?
Scrumptious.
Wow. let's say, Seth, the Bucks. Tom stays for 2 years as scheduled. He doesn't either come back or we don't get him.
The Bucks should 100% draft a quarterback in the first round this year, 100%, and put him behind Brady next year. You're going to get Brady for 2 years, and then you're not going to have anything. So get him in place, I think, during this offseason.
Kind of like the Packers did with Jordan Love, kind of?
Well, that's about four.
Aaron
Rodgers has a few more years left than Tom Brady does.
Well, the Packers got him locked up for 4. Like, if they wanted to keep him for 4, he can't go anywhere.
Right, but your rookie is on a 4-year contract with a 5th-year option.
Which was the exact same thing that Favre had when they did Aaron Rodgers. He had a 4-year deal or something. Like, Favre had 3 more years or something like that. I think Aaron played behind Favre for 3 years.
Well, sooner or later, you're going to want to see what your first-round quarterback can do before you have to give him a big contract.
How's that kid from Iowa that we drafted? Does he start?
Yeah, he's the one that got thrown over by Khalil Mack.
Oh, the guy from Iowa that could jump out of a pool?
Yeah.
Oh, Tristan Wirfs?
That's the 52 hip tops?
Yeah, he hip tossed him out of a pool, so yeah, he did much.
But he starts, right?
Yeah, he's starting. starting tackle.
Here's the Alex Smith makes his debut, his return to the NFL, and this was what, 2 years ago, maybe three.
It was November 18, 2018.
His leg.
This was the Alex. Now, Seth, you said this kind of sports injuries kind of freak you out. So this is the Alex Smith. Yippee yo.
Yeah, well, these are Cedar Grove.
In Anna, the city where Anna's hiding.
What?
Anna is hiding.
Yeah, I saw that, Lummy. Okay. I'm gonna have to. That is so
crazy. Yeah.
So unbelievable.
Oh, Theismann's terrible injury. Oh boy. Terrible injury happened all those years ago on Monday night.
What?
Night football. Alex Smith has just suffered. Let's go live there, guys. Let's go live now.
What was the video in the train about?
I don't know. What looks I don't have any idea.
Like,
I thought maybe I was just a little too gimmicked up. I'm like,
I was wondering what was going on.
A train flash in here?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I was just going to keep to myself and say, hey, I don't think anybody else saw that. just be quiet.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to the newdealshop.com. Again, that's the newdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to the newdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now, and then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, the newdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code.
Alex Smith suffers a pretty, it's a gruesome leg injury. You're going to see a replay. Look away. It is a graphic injury. It looks like Alex Smith.
He knows. Alex Smith knows that he's over, that he starts taking his pads off while he's on the field because he knows I'm done. Watch.
Has broken his leg. In the city where Joe Theismann's terrible injury. Oh, boy. Terrible injury happened all the way.
Yeah. And then they go to the train video.
And they go to
choo-choo.
Some guy with a blonde in a train. And yeah. I'm like, man, where's this going? I'm kind of want to stick with this deal here. Blonde in a train.
It was years ago on Monday Night Football. Alex Smith has just suffered.
Oh, okay. I know what that was. That's Red Zone. So they were going. They were showing us one of the games, and they went to a commercial, so they were trying to get out of it quickly.
Oh.
There's no commercials on the
dude,
Red Zone
look
channel.
At that leg.
This is Alex. This is part of Alex Smith's like comeback kind of deal.
Skin from my thigh right there, and this bulk is that muscle.
Oh, they do a free flap.
Dan, have you?
Oh my God!
They did a documentary on
have
it.
Have you watched this documentary, Dan?
No.
If you got an opportunity from now until when I get back in a week, because it's real doctory, because he had like complications and
he almost died.
Can you watch it, Dan?
Sure.
Is it on Netflix, Lummy, or is it on ESPN?
It's ESPN. It's an ESPN documentary.
Or you can
Project
find it on
11.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, Project 11. And his, by the way, his wife is hot.
Yeah.
Smoking hot.
Is she in the documentary?
I don't. Yes.
Yes, she is.
Yeah,
okay.
Dan. Like she's Dan.
Well, Dan will watch it now.
Yeah. Look at this guy. And then, Dan, he started getting, right after the surgery, he started kind of getting better. Then he got, like, a flesh-eating disease that completely, like, completely just infested his leg with dark. Does it show it, Lummy, at all?
It shows it in the documentary, yes.
So look at this. That's what this guy's been through.
Hold it right there.
And then yesterday was his first game. And
did you ever see? Let me send me that graphics again, cause, or it might be on your IMI.
Yeah.
Go back and look for it. The similarities between.
I just resent it.
This is almost like I can't even. This is the similarities between Joe Theismann and Alex Smith. They both injured exactly the same thing, broken right tibula and fibula. Joe Theismann's happened on November 18th, 1985. Alex Smith, November 18, 2018. Both were quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks for the Washington Redskins. Both of them happened at Washington Stadium. Both happened on the 39-yard line. Both final scores of the game were 23-21. Joe Theismann was sacked by three-time defensive player of the year, Lawrence Taylor. Alex Smith was sacked by three-time defensive player of the year, J.J. Watt. And Pro Bowl left tackle Joe Jacoby was off the field due to injury, and Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams was off the field due to injury. Dan, is that not, like, almost
eerie?
Like, if one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight things. Two or three of them be like, oh, okay, whatever. Eight things happened the same thing. Remember when the Joe thought, that was on, no, was that on Monday Night Football?
I believe, yeah,
I think
was.
It might have been on Monday Night Football. What is up now with celebrities now getting naked to have you vote?
Yeah, oh, this is disturbing.
Are you guys familiar with this?
Silverman started it.
These naked celebs have an important message to voters. Is this something I can play?
Yeah.
I'm naked.
I'm completely butt-ass naked.
I'm naked.
I'm, like, naked.
There isn't a man behind me. These are my hands.
Why you want me to be naked?
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Ruffalo, put your clothes on.
Seth, you know how we wanted it to go viral?
Yeah.
You and I naked today in the snack room.
Oh, boy.
You know, we've already had one meeting in the snack, but this is...
I gotta make sure. I gotta make sure it's for a better cause than voting.
You and I, man swords.
To be honest, I wish I could cover my hands with my boobs, but here we are.
I'm here to talk to you about voting. Did you know that ballots could be?
That girl's. Who's that? Who's Ryan Bave?
I don't know.
Bav.
Mm.
It's hot.
It's kind of. I don't.
You
really...
don't do.
I love Sarah Silverman.
I do too. I just
I think
don't.
She's so hot.
I don't really know who half these people are.
Exactly what I tell you. Your ballot could get thrown out.
This is my ballot. Just got it.
First of all, when your ballot comes.
I got my ballot. I'm sending it out tomorrow.
You're supposed to read the instructions.
Read and follow the instructions that.
Chris Rock looks pretty good, don't you think?
He's no, like he looks like now. He's he looks like he's like in a nursing home. He looks so old.
Come with your ballot.
And if they say to use a black pen, use a black pen.
I know that's like
I used a black pen.
Man, literally the least.
Who's this guy?
No idea.
It's like they put a normal face on a fat body.
Hold on, he voiced Olaf. He's a big deal. Does you know Josh Gad? Big deal, Olaf.
Completely naked person.
From Frozen, yeah. Like Olaf.
But I have crumb like a can of Pepsi. Is problem?
Number two, in some states like Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
That bitch isn't even American.
What?
That bitch isn't even American.
Who's not?
Naomi Campbell.
She's not?
No.
She's beautiful.
Well, yeah, she was a model.
Pennsylvania.
Just goes to show you, man, all we care about is hot people. We don't care about, like, the technicalities of where you're from.
There are two envelopes you have to stuff your ballot in.
By the way, I have been voting by mail now probably for... the last four elections, 16 years. Now, hold on. And it's nobody's had to give me a tutorial on how to put my ballot inside the secret sleeve. They even send it to you and be like, wrap your ballot around the secret sleeve. And it even says secret sleeve while you put it in the envelope, then sign the back of it. But now everybody's so stupid.
Yes.
That they now have to tell you.
Well, they want all the stupid people to vote.
Otherwise, it's called a naked ballot. Naked ballots. And you don't want to have one of those.
Number three, mail your ballot in as soon as you can.
Don't sit on them. Get those things out ASAP.
Like No.
Isn't this just common sense? Vote. I'm just sign it and send it in.
By the way, I don't trust the mailing thing. No offense to anybody. I'm going to show up to vote. Is that okay?
No, it's probably what you. I mean, that's
the best way to do it.
It's the best way to know.
You know, everyone that votes that day, that's one count, and then all the mail-ins is another count, and that count is going to keep changing.
I just feel like that could be by hand. Like,
who knows? How it's going to be?
That's kind of scary.
I just feel like they're really pushing the mail-in this year, and I just feel like you get one angry, you know, post office worker.
Right.
They take a bag of ballots and throw them in the river.
You're exactly right.
That's been done.
You're exactly right. Like the chain of command as to if it really does get counted. But have you ever gone to the election and dealt with the day of election and dealt with the humanity?
It is one day every like 4 years.
Sometimes it could be a 2 hour.
Saddle up
be
and
a
just
2 hour
do
wait.
It.
No. Hey, Anna, how about I just send it in like I have for the last four elections?
You can if you want to.
Is your voting precincts that slow? I mean, when I go to vote, it literally takes 3 minutes.
Yeah, mine's pretty quick.
Yeah.
Same here.
No, Dan, I just see a lot of that on TV. I don't even know where my voting precinct is. I've never gone there, nor am I ever.
You wouldn't know.
I've been voting for the last four elections by mail. I ain't any problem. I mean, I don't know if any of my ballots are getting...
I was going to say, you have no idea if they counted or not.
Yeah, they're in the bottom of the dumpster.
I turned one in for you.
What?
I dropped one off at the mail.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Do it! As soon as I see Bubba Clem signed in the back.
I mean, it's kind of bad, too, that the whole postal worker union came out and supported a candidate. I mean, that's kind of...
Yeah, that's not... I don't think that should be allowed. Grab the mail and...
Get it in as soon as you can.
I got to get my ballot to the mother... post office. Let's go.
Good for you.
Please vote.
Take your clothes off and vote.
Is that Amy Schumer?
Yes.
Thank God she's hidden.
Exactly.
Vote, vote, vote.
I'm doing one of these today.
A naked.
Or get naked?
Naked, yeah.
Please do.
Naked
put
video.
On YouTube.
Everyone's voice matters in this election.
And what can my message be?
You could be standing behind Seth naked.
Just talking about Fritos.
How about me and Seth be shoulder to shoulder naked and
on the moped?
And be like, hey, listen, you know what?
We're riding this moped naked.
Should we say don't vote? like, don't waste your time?
Don't do mail-in ballots because the postal office already decided they liked a candidate. So show your happy ass up to your precinct and vote.
But if you do decide to mail them in, use stamps.com.
But if you decide to mail them, use stamps.com and arrange a pickup.
Please vote. America needs you.
To me, it seems like everybody's just desperate and, like, frantic over this election.
Well,
like,
right.
I've never seen this an election mean more to people. Are just so freaked out.
Well, people are selling their bodies for votes.
People are just freaked out at it, though, right?
That.
They're just freaked out.
Yeah.
What are these celebrities going to start offering to come over and, like, provide things that we really need, like, you know, hand relief and stuff? I mean, why does it always have to be like, oh, hey, here's my naked boobs blurred out?
You going to do that to 10,000 guys?
I don't know.
No, but you know what Sarah Silverman...
You got to do something.
You know what Sarah Silverman, you know she should do? Is if you mail your ballot in, I will, one lucky person that mails her ballot in, I'll come over and give some hand relief to.
Yeah.
And then you know, Steph, that one lucky person's getting hand relief from Amy Schumer.
I mean, why don't you just show me how badly you don't want me to vote for Trump and offer me hand relief?
And that one guy who is a voiceover guy, Jared Goff or whatever his name is.
Josh Gad. Yeah, Olaf.
Josh Gad. You can win the Josh Gad one.
Ew.
And I'll win the Sarah Silverman one.
Okay.
I don't understand the whole naked thing. It was disgusting. The only one that should be naked in that video should have been Sarah Silverman, and the rest of the people should be in dimly lit, fully clothed.
What about Naomi Campbell?
I think Naomi Campbell.
Maybe.
And that Ryan Bath chick was hot.
Yeah, she was cool.
What about Amy Schumer?
No, not so much.
It's a bunch of 50-year-olds, though, man. Come on.
Nasty.
Dan, if somebody gave you a brand-new Ferrari Pista to have sex with Amy Schumer, would you?
Spin her like a top.
I'd be right there to watch it, Larry Plummer style.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment, but Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.